The West Live. The West Live. With Ben O'Shea for Jenna Clark. Brought to you by Neds. Take it to the Neds level. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858. The Wild West.
Joining me now in the studio for the Wild West is my colleague, Bonnie Rayner. Bonnie, after you sent me your talking points last night, I could not wait to talk about this first one. Lay it on me.
The first one. Now, are you wanting to play basketball first?
No, croffle,
are you wanting to talk food
Let's
first?
Talk croffle.
Yeah, good. Okay, that is the correct answer. Well played. Now, what better way to kickstart your Friday morning than with a bit of a heads up of where you're about to spend your weekend searching for the latest craze? So we've all heard of the cronut.
Yes, love a cronut.
Cronut, that's obviously the mixture between a croissant and a donut. How about a croffle?
A croffle.
It is the newest craze, and it is the mixture of when a croissant and a waffle say I do.
Yeah, right.
So it's been around for a couple of years, but obviously as the most isolated city in the world, we have to do things a little bit delayed. And now in recent days, you can officially get it in Perth for the first time. So it's basically the croissant dough that's been put through a waffle maker and then infused with delicious sweeteners like Nutella, for example. I think you can get some savoury ones as well, but it's this big, I sort of say it's like a really buttery toasted sandwich, and it's been dubbed Korean street food because it is a mad craze in Korea.
Wow. And so what do you put toppings on it or?
Yeah. So you can have it infused with Nutella. You can have ice cream on top. Oh. It's sort of one of those things. You can have chopped chips,
I also love waffles and I love croissants.
Well,
so
you know,
a match made in heaven.
I think the croffle could be for you. And there are three places where you can get it in Perth now. So one is a cafe in Floreat. It's called Fave, and that's only opened about a fortnight ago.
That's just around the corner from me.
That's at the Floreat Forum.
Yeah,
so that is a winner. Northbridge's aptly named cafe Guilty Pleasure is the second spot, or Newcastle Street's Hanabing, which
I've been to Hanabing.
The self-professed first Korean dessert cafe in Perth.
Have you been to Hanabing?
I have not, but I think now that they have croffles, I will have to go.
Yeah, you know what? Have you ever had a croffin, which is like a cross between a croissant and a muffin?
No.
Not as
so
great.
So that is the one hybrid that has not been a successful marriage. Obviously, the cronut was a big success.
It's going to end in divorce, that one.
That was Australia's way of saying we can get in on this hybrid, and we mixed together things that probably didn't quite belong together. But apparently this one, background check is all good. The croffle is a winner. So that's not going to end up like the croffin. And people are already going absolutely nuts for it. And the cafe at Floreat, you can get a savoury version. So it sort of has a twisted cheese sort of vibe through it.
Right.
So I'd be pretty keen to learn more about that one or see if you can get like a ham and cheese one, because obviously it'd be interesting mixture of sweet and savoury put together. So it's just very buttery because it uses the dough from a croissant. And then you can either make it super sweet with Nutella or, you know, strawberry topping, ice cream, anything like that. So clearly not one for those on a diet. But after the year everybody's had in 2020, I think it's...
Yeah, just spoil yourself.
At least we can look back on 2020 and went, well, look, the world was broken, but the croffle was born.
Exactly.
So you take the wins with the losses.
Exactly. I think there's the Michael Jordan documentary and the croffle are the two best things.
Maybe
the results of the US presidential election, fingers crossed.
Yeah, that's very true.
And now, so that's the good news today.
Yeah,
but there is some bad news as well.
Tell Michael Jordan.
For basketball lovers, talking about Jordan.
Yeah, absolutely. So now this is something that doesn't make for a happy Friday. $2.9 million was spent only last year on brand new basketball courts in Lathlane. So that's right near the West Coast Eagles' new headquarters.
Yep.
They've had a lot of dramas with rates, and they've been slugged hundreds of thousands of dollars. So you'd be pretty peeved off if you were a rate payer in Lathlane, because $2.9 million went into making these brand new multi-purpose courts.
Yeah.
And they have not been in use as of the end of next week. It'll be 1 year that they have been open
what
for.
What are they,
and
like, roped off or?
Closed down. Yep, so the basketball hoops have simply been removed. So they're basketball courts without a basketball hoop. So effectively they're a slab of concrete. And the reason for this is because of noise complaints about the ball hitting the backboard.
the backboard. So not even the bouncing, the bounce, like, because, you know,
that's quite loud, yeah, and obviously very persistent. So, no, apparently residents feel that the courts are built way too close to neighbouring driveways and it exceeds the volumes that are legally allowed.
Wow.
The Town of Victoria Park boss, Anthony Valuta, said 7 complaints were received from residents, with 3 relating to noise off the backboard. So now staff are looking into finding a suitable alternative with a bespoke product on their radar, but it all depends on the availability of an acoustic engineer.
Wow. So but it's also 3 complaints is not that many.
No, like, to shut it down for 11 months.
Yeah, that just seems like, especially after you spent nearly $3 million bucks on it. Correct. And what are they going to use?
$1 million
like
per
foam
complaint.
Is the backboard? So
exactly.
It's like every shot is just like, loop, yeah, and it just like falls down. You should be shooting nothing but net anyway. Like those Lathlane basketballers,
clearly
they take a good hard look at
they
themselves.
They just need to get the aim in.
Throwing bricks.
Get the iron. Yeah, so as you can imagine, it's beginning to frustrate residents and ratepayers because the expensive facility is no closer to being reopened than when it was first closed down in January. So part of me thinks, well, what did they expect? If you build a basketball court, you're not going to like a library.
Yeah, yeah.
But also, maybe they could have taken a little bit less than 11 months to find a solution, but also they're no closer to it because of the availability of the acoustic engineer.
When I heard it was going to be noise complaints, I assumed that it was going to be from kids hanging around, you know, and like just trash talking each other, like, you know, famously depicted on White Men Can't Jump, possibly the greatest sports movie ever. And also completely not true. I can jump.
Can you?
That's a lie. Yes, I wasn't prepared for any follow-up questions on that statement, so thanks, Bonnie, for shooting me down. But yeah, so the noise off the backboards. Well, there you go. That's one for the books.
Yeah, well, I think that sort of sums up 2020, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's you build a basketball court and then you get a little bit sad when there's noise off the basketball backboard. So
at least we can make ourselves feel better by sort of stuffing croffles in our faces.
I would hope that next week on the West Live you have an update on what they taste like. I'm actually going to the Floret Forum tomorrow, so I might report back myself.
Please
do. It'd be
do.
Rude not to.
It would
They're
be
on
very
the kids'
rude.
Menu, which I'm not really mad
what?
About. I'm but very happy to be
it's cheaper
a kid.
Though, right?
$12. Yeah.
Yeah, I can live with that.
Yeah, it's not offensive.
No, so, that's fine.
Yeah, I think that that's where you'll find me. And I hope you also do your research.
Yeah, of
as
course.
All good journalists do,
same.
go and do your homework and get yourself
all three
croffle.
Places that you mentioned, I think I will have to test out.
It's like a pub crawl,
yeah,
but
yeah,
a croffle crawl.
Yeah, we'll be crawling
embracing
after eating 3 of them
the
by the sounds of it.
Croffle craze with a croffle crawl.
Bonnie Rayner, thank you for bringing us all the big news in the Wild West.
Hard hitting.